The best advice I have for parents of children with disabilities is believe in your children. Whatever you believe they can or can't do, they will live up to that expectation. I always told Zachary when he was 18, he would need to start looking to move out. That scared him. And honestly, it scared me too. But it all came together. And when the day came, I kept all of his furniture here and put new furniture at the apartment because, as aggressive as I am, even I thought this may be too much. But he's thriving. So I know it's scary. It's scary to think that your kids might get bullied. It's scary to think that your kids might fail. And they will sometimes fail. We all do. And that's an important part of learning. Set the bar higher than you think is possible for your kids, and they just might surprise you. I advocated tirelessly for Zachary to be included in all things at school. That and his love for basketball has really changed his life. He earned a spot on the middle school basketball team, starting as their water boy, but by the end of the season, they put him in a uniform and got him out on the court. To see the community in basketball was overwhelming. The boys on his team are now his friends. The boys on the other teams always helped him get the shot. He's living with one of those boys now, works with another one. He's included in some of their teenage shenanigans, and he continued with basketball all through high school. Now he's been accepted into Project Search, an internship for students with cognitive disabilities at All Children's Hospital, where I'm told by his teacher that although he's the youngest intern, he's showing the highest levels of maturity and is acting as a strong advocate for himself, participating wholly, and I just can't wait to see what comes after he finishes this program.